100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Hey, gang, how's everyone doing today?
Top of the morning.
Ooh. Wow. That was unexpected, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I like a new greeting every day. It's good fun.
Oh, you've just set yourself a challenge
there. I realise it as I said it.
A lot of pressure.
Top of the morning, done.
New greeting every morning, 2024.
All right.
That's a lot of greetings,
that
isn't
is.
It?
You'll be... Like, how many languages are there? Do you guys know?
Well, I don't know, lots.
Yeah.
100?
Oh, it'd be more than 100, wouldn't it?
I don't know.
Anyway,
I'll Google that for later.
I know, if you start including like indigenous languages and stuff like
that. Oh, you are flying.
Yeah, you'll be right.
You'll be right. That's a lot of research. Sounds like a lot of hard work.
No, I'll set myself the challenge. We can do this.
All right. Okay. I like that.
There you go. How was everyone's day yesterday? Good?
Pretty flat out. Just a lot of running around and stuff. Yeah, what about you, Stephen? Anything fun?
Nah, nothing particularly fun.
You were doing good dance moves in the studio. I was like, Stephen is setting himself up. This is yesterday in the songs and stuff.
Yeah, I shouldn't have wasted all that energy, though, because I ended up going to the gym and then footy training. And I
you
when I got
did
home.
Go
yeah.
for the Mighty Carter Forks.
Yeah, well, we're rapidly approaching round one. Probably haven't been to training enough to justify my spot just yet.
We've been telling you that the whole time.
No, but like also you're not the ones that have to go and do all the running. But how's this for an update?
Yeah.
We were told yesterday, apparently it was our last like cardio session.
Uh-oh.
Back to like match gym and stuff like that.
Oh,
so
that's
no more running.
That's up more up your alley, isn't
it? Yeah, you can't call it footy training when you don't touch a footy. That's what I think. Like, false advertising, you know?
Well, we've got to...
We're runners, and we will not bring any footies. That's not footy training. Unbelievable.
This is not athletics training. Well, it shouldn't be, anyway.
Anyway, so I think we're back to, like, actual footy activities, which will be nice.
Oh, that's good. That's good. What about you, Ari? Anything exciting yesterday or pretty chill day?
Look, I ate 2 boxes, which is, for those playing along at home, 4 pouches of... cup of soups yesterday for lunch.
4?
Yeah, I ate 2 boxes worth. That's 2, like, massive dessert bowl looking
4
things.
4 packets?
Yeah. Oh, I was hungry. But, like, just because, like, they're the cup of soup things, they don't necessarily fill you up.
Oh,
it's
such
easy.
That's not true at all. That's such a rumour.
I can't wait to delve more into that. 4 pouches one day.
Don't
that's
judge
impressive.
Me.
Oh, I'm not judging. I'm blown away. I didn't think I'd come in here this
morning.
Where
does morning. It all go? That's
right.
All pouches.
I got many from Continental's pouches into Ari's pouch, if you will.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ads. And on the air now.
Have you guys been to Naka Noodle?
I've never heard of that before.
It's like a little secret noodle-based restaurant. It's like noodle soups and stuff.
Ooh, where is it?
So it's on Beaumont Street upstairs. Do you know where 8 Buns is? Just like opposite the Egyptian
like
place
yeah,
and all that.
I feel like I have seen this. I haven't been there to eat, though.
Yeah, you got to go through this little, like...
It's kind of like on that weird... There's that little four-corner intersection where Oasis Village and stuff is. And
it's down from
and
that,
all that kind
towards
of, yeah.
the station.
Yeah.
You're going through this little doorway, round the corner, up the stairs, and then you've got these beautiful outdoor tables on the balcony above the street.
Cute.
Oh, it's awesome, yeah. If you want a little noodle soup situation, that is their specialty. There's like 30 of them on there.
Ooh.
You love a noodle soup, aren't
you? I love a noodle soup.
So if you want to try it, and they're big bowls as well, if you're hungry for a noodle soup, say normally you eat like 4 packets, this is your place. Because, my God, it is a big bowl of soup. And delicious. Very nice. Tried it last night. Just the last of... It's not summer anymore, but it basically still is.
Yeah.
The last of the...
Well, up for debate. Some people might say it's still summer.
The fake rest of the summer. This is your chance. Get out there and enjoy it. Wow, what a lovely evening it was yesterday, enjoying that.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
All right, good morning, Jackie. Teenagers on the loose once again, this time trying to steal a handbag?
Yes, so two teenagers have been charged following an alleged attempted robbery at Redhead.
Wow.
Yes, so they were both on a bike and they've been trying to steal a handbag from a 69-year-old woman who was walking along the footpath, but she's held on to the bag, so they haven't been successful.
Wow.
Oh, good on
wow.
Wow, indeed. That's nuts.
And considering they'd be quite intimidating as well.
Oh, yeah. It was on a motorbike, and apparently they've been around the neighbourhood. They've been riding around the hood for the past few weeks, so they're known to police.
So do you reckon they were scouting out potential
victims?
Possibly.
That's not good.
That's your say, Cremo.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it totally is. I'm just trying to figure out the minds of what's happening here.
Detective
yeah.
Crevo.
Yeah, watch out. I could get a job.
Yeah, and they're actually quite young as well. So the two were 13 and 14 years old.
God.
Charming.
Are they on a registered bike or unregistered? We don't know.
I'm not quite sure, but apparently it's been stolen from a Newcastle address.
Oh, okay.
Stolen bike as well. Yeah. God, rat bags.
I don't know how they're pulling that off at 13 and 14.
I would just not have the courage, I don't think.
No.
No. Like, I don't know.
I've been so much trouble off mum.
That's it. I forget what the authority's going to do.
Yeah,
that's a scary bit, isn't it?
Yeah, how much trouble you'd be at home is the real issue.
Yeah, get the iPad taken off you.
Absolutely. Forget the law.
Quite often with these stories as well, there is like a bingo card you can play, can't you?
Yeah.
You
know? Unregistered, stolen bike.
Stolen bike.
Yeah, two teenagers.
Hey, we've got a bingo. There you go.
All right.
Changing pace a little bit to some better news. Looks like Steel Street's going to be closed for an exciting event.
Yes, so I'm very excited. As you know, a bit disappointed after Groove and the Moo was cancelled in Newcastle, but
yeah.
Steel Street in Newcastle is closing down later this month with Sneaky Sound System and Trophy Eyes headlining for a King Street Hotel event, Great Southern Nights.
That's smart.
That will be fun.
And now we're looking on the map because we're trying to figure out the length of Steel Street. Is it the whole thing from Honeysuckle all the way up to Parry Street? Surely not.
Too much.
Look, I actually am not too sure. It's all just right. What I've been told is Steel Street is closed off for the live music event, and the best part is it's all free.
That is cool.
That's amazing.
It'll be that little bit, I reckon, between King Street and Hunter Street, where Antojitos and that is, next to King Street. I reckon that little bit will get shut down, and that's probably where they'll put the stage. Mm. I think they did a similar kind of street festival when the Canebo shut down.
That's right.
Yeah. So, that was a great success. So, I think, I guess, King Street probably doing something similar.
A free event, too, with Sneaky Sound System. People will be rejoicing about that.
Absolutely. And it's a weekend-long event, too. So it's on Saturday the 23rd of March and then Sunday the 24th. They've got family activities all day on Sunday.
That's a big, big festival on that day. But that's very close as well.
Mm, yes, very close.
Well, for free, they won't have trouble feeling it.
No, well, that's true.
Definitely.
Do we think Sneaky Sound System becoming the new Peking Ducks?
This is at every
single festival.
New FM.
De Novos.
This is an exciting story because for me, like many others, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Since Pluto's, been downgraded to a dwarf planet.
Relegated,
I've been yearning for another planet.
Have you?
Keeping me up at night. I've been thinking.
Because you go through the little thing, Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune.
That feels,
and that's it.
It feels incomplete.
The song, like our solar system, feels incomplete without a ninth planet, right? Yeah. But scientists are narrowing in on a new ninth planet, which they're calling Planet X.
Now, is Elon Musk involved in this?
Yeah.
No, he's not. No, Planet X has been, long hypothesized, I suppose. They've thought about this and they've kind of been, looking into this for years now. And it's due to this, there's a lot of items or a lot of objects in the kind of far reaches of our solar system, which kind of have this, peninsular orbit. And they're orbiting around something.
Right.
Well, they think that's how they're describing it. They're like, the only way these objects could be moving like this is there must be a gravitational field to something.
But they're not sure if it's our sun. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's not our sun. They're not sure what it is yet. That's what I mean. They've hypothesized this Planet X, this ninth planet, which could be big enough to cause these items to have, the gravitational pull. So new data posted in the Astronomical Journal, sorry, reckons they've eliminated 78% of the potential locations of this planet X.
Mm-hmm.
So they're narrowing in on it. And within, you know, them refining their search, they've estimated this object is the size, you know, 2 or 4 times bigger than Earth, this planet.
Oh. It's a pretty big one. Well, yeah. No, not really, but overall, decent size.
Yes.
Yeah, well, so, well, I mean, if it's 4 times bigger than Earth,
yeah,
fairly big.
Yeah.
And big enough that we're not going to, you know, have our hearts broken again with another planet. Is it a planet? Is it a dwarf planet type debate?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, that's good.
It'll certainly be a planet, which is good.
Now, I guess if they're, like, narrowing in on the space, they're down to, what, 20%?
20% of locations it could be still.
This still could be a long search, though, because if you think about, like, how long they're looking for MH370, and that space is not as big as 20% of the space.
You know that went missing 10 years ago on Friday?
There you go, and they still haven't found it.
10-year search, yeah, crazy. Anyway, I digress. I just feel like if we do find this planet X, should we just name it Pluto? Do you reckon?
No!
You don't reckon?
No. Pluto deserves its own name. It's already been broken up with. Let it have its own identity.
But I already know the song, you know? Like,
a lot of kids do know the song already. That's a good argument for it.
Well, maybe just use the same, you know, first letter and...
Or, even better, we could name it after our favourite poet. Plato.
Yeah.
Regardless.
It's so similar that you can do the song and... Did you say Pluto? No, Plato, mate. No worries.
Regardless, I hope they find it soon so New Italian can go up there and cut a ribbon.
She'll be ready to go.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
So I was driving to work this morning, lads, and I was driving down, you know, kind of the main road near Jesmond there. I think it's just Newcastle Road, really simple, like where all the lights are, pie faces, all that. Anyway, so there's been a lot of talk recently about Hungry Jack's actually coming back. So you know how it used to be on that corner there at Jesmond where Macca's is now?
Yeah, that Macca's took over there.
Yeah,
building.
They did, yeah. So apparently HJ's is coming back and also near the same place. Well, there's this empty plot that's been on Newcastle Road forever, like overgrown grass, weeds, whatever. It might be going there. Anyway, so on my drive to work, I saw this big banner kind of in that fenced off area. Huge. Someone's protesting it and they've written on the sign, the traffic is not better at Hungry Jack's, because you know the burgers are better at Hungry Jack's, you know the famous saying. I'm like, who is like protesting against having another fast food restaurant? Like there should be no pressure.
Well, they're worried about a bit of extra traffic. Traffic problem.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to affect anything.
No, it's literally on the corner at the main road there and Douglas Street.
What a weird
protest.
All of the things that they're worried about. It's not like, oh, fast food, there's too much of it, it's killing our kids. None of that. It's just there might be slightly more traffic.
I think it's good because along that main road there, I mean, yeah, you've got the petrol station and then before that it would be HJ's. But other than that, you don't really have anywhere else to go. So
to
on your
stop,
way home on Newcastle Road, you can just, I'm going to pop in there for some chippies and then go home. So I might be doing that.
Yeah, there you go. I mean...
It's a good idea.
It is a good idea and weird protests.
Yeah.
Like you said, interesting observation.
I do like that Hungry Jack's and Macca's legally have to be next to each other at all times.
I know.
Well,
this
is separable.
This is like across the road from them, isn't it?
No. This is just up the road.
Yeah, just on the same side.
Yeah, up the hill.
Oh, right. Interesting.
A lot of, I guess, relationships around Newcastle and the Hunter would have celeb crushes. Or, you know, like maybe like a celeb hall pass or something like that.
Yeah.
I have 20.
There you go. Different numbers for different couples. That's fine.
That being said, though, normally these, I guess, hall passes are, you know, like a fun little hypothetical you have with your partner. There's no real threat to the relationship in these.
That's right.
Just a bit of banter. It's just a bit of, I don't know, something to fill the endless time you spend with this person. You know, like, you got to talk about something a bit, don't you?
Otherwise you run out of things to talk about.
Yeah, normally they are quite harmless, but sometimes these little harmless crushes can lead to something more sinister. This has happened with Billie Eilish.
What's she done?
So she's revealed in a recent interview a certain celeb caused her to end a previous relationship. Now, there was no, like, unfaithful behaviour or anything like that.
Oh, okay.
It was rather because of a dream she had, right? Yeah, I know. What? Like, some confused looks across the desk from me.
Yeah, rightfully so.
I'll elaborate. Basically, she said in her interview, a couple years ago, I had a dream about Christian Bale. And it was in, like, a little cafe in the sunlight. She goes on to say, it made me realise I had to break up with my boyfriend at the time, and I came to my senses.
Wait, so did she break up, or was this part of the dream?
No, so breaking up was real life. That happened outside the dream. That happened in the real world.
But it was due to the dream.
But it was due to the dream.
That's so odd. She
had a dream about Christian Bale and gone, there's better out there for me.
You know what? I think I've been in a similar position as Billy, so I'm totally defending her actions here.
So you dreamed about Christian Bale as well, was it?
Maybe not Christian Bale, but I've definitely had a couple of lovely dreams about some lovely looking men and going, you know what? There is better out there, or I might just be thinking about this relationship completely wrong and, yeah, I'm going to go look for something else.
Really?
It feels so weird that she's woken up and smartened up, if you will. And
yeah,
just decided, that's it, I've had enough.
Got to listen to your dreams sometimes. Your subconscious is trying to tell you something.
See, but also, like, Christian Bale is unattainable. So, like, that's unrealistic to expect that,
she's
you know?
She's a celebrity. Not for her anymore. She can get who she wants if she
it's wants, not right. Like, it's not like I've had a dream about flying and then go jump off the tallest building I can
that's
find.
That's the thing.
Like, dreams are not real.
This is the thing. Ari, you said, oh, yeah, if you see something in your dreams, then, you know, maybe you should follow that.
Sometimes, yes.
I completely disagree.
Why?
Because I think dreams are just, a crazy mismatch of thoughts and they're not really based in any kind of reality, and you shouldn't follow your asleep dreams.
So, okay, guys, you know how I have an unattainable crush on Robert Irwin?
Yeah.
So if I dreamt about him, that I shouldn't be taking that seriously in my real life?
Personally, I don't think you should.
I wouldn't be ending your current relationship because maybe Robert Irwin might one day be in the same room as you or something.
You watched him feed a chicken to an alligator in a pond. I don't think that's a good reason to. Just my personal thoughts, so live your own life. Don't let me stop you.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Kentucky Fried Chicken. Right. Simple as that. A staple.
I agree.
Staple for Aussies, far and wide, with many, you could say, are super fans of the company and its food.
But I think their fans have become more passionate in the last 10 years.
Well, I've spoken about my KFC addiction in the past, and like minimum 2 times a week for easily 12 months.
Okay.
That was a strong KFC time in your life.
Yeah. Well, when you're going minimum twice a week,
yeah,
there's a lot of weeks that blow out to 3, 4, 5 times a
That's
week.
That's a lot. You know? That is a lot.
You had a happy tummy. But none more enthusiastic than one Sydney couple who tied the knot with a big, lavish wedding completed with KFC themes.
So what was the... When you say KFC themes, they've gone to another, like a beautiful, you know, winery and then eaten wicked wings, or what was the situation?
So this Sydney-based couple, right, let me just paint you a picture. They won an $80,000 wedding package from the company after the groom won a competition asking the lovebirds to propose using the brand's onion rings, right? So,
As an engagement ring.
Oh. Yeah. They had to, like, film it, all that to get creative, whatever. So this $80,000 wedding included, like, it's just some function centre, really, just in Sydney. But the reception entrance was marked with a dance using custom KFC buckets, for one.
Right.
They also had a KFC-themed bucket wedding cake, buckets filled with flowers. Also, the bridal party were wearing chicken suits. It's just suits with, like, Kentucky, like, fried drumsticks on it, Also, they had a grazing table just packed with the iconic chicken, so all your wicked wings and, like, all that kind of stuff.
Mine.
Popcorn chicken, whatever you want. But everything had a Kentucky Fried Chicken wing somewhere.
Now, Stephen,
Do you reckon the groom's dressed like the colonel?
I don't know, but you're the next one to be married amongst the team, right? Yeah.
Well, based on what?
Based on my theorising.
Right, you've got no evidence behind that at all.
I'm
the youngest, and everyone else in the team is in long-term relationships as well.
Yeah, but you've been with Siobhan longer than I've been with
my partner. So obviously, you're next.
Yeah. Right, okay.
Let's just theorise that happens. What would Siobhan say if he said, this is what I want to do?
$80,000.
$80,000.
That's a lot of money.
I think there'll be a lot of, if Siobhan and I were to eventually get married.
When?
A lot of, like, her making decisions, which are disguised as decisions that we've made. A few, like, we like those flowers, don't we? I'll be like, yes, of course, dear. You know? That kind of, I don't think I have much of a say.
Yes, you do.
So I don't think that the KFC wedding will get the tick of approval.
Well, you guys are on a budget, right? You're on a couple-based budget.
Don't bring money into it. Here we go.
So if you pitched this to Siobhan and just said, hey, love.
Wedding's paid for.
The wedding is all paid for. We don't have to buy anything. We don't have to really sort much else. But the catch is, it's got to be chicken themed.
I'm telling you for free now, there is no way Siobhan is wearing a chicken drumstick on her wedding dress. It's just not happening.
She might not have to. She can probably bargain the wedding dress, but all the food and the cake has to be chicken.
Everything else.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think a themed wedding is coming.
You know what? I was so excited for that and you guys getting married, but you put a little dampener on it.
Crevo's not coming.
you put a dampener on it, to be honest.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
But the night squad is out for tomorrow night's game.
Yeah, the boys.
And obviously we fielded quite a strong team.
Yep.
But Jack Cogger, he's stiff to miss, isn't he? Mm-hmm. He's come from such a strong Penrith team last year. I don't know. I assumed he would have been in the spine somewhere.
Right.
Like maybe Tyson Gamble's spot or Phoenix Crossland's spot.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Stiff to miss.
What's your theory behind this?
Well, I'm not sure, but it's something I will be asking Bradman Best when he joins us.
We'll find out then, hopefully.
Mr. Best.
Yeah, I will be asking him. Why is he not in the squad?
See what
he says.
Yeah.
We are asking the question. What were you there for? The Karua earthquake, the great Karua earthquake of 2024 happened on Sunday.
Yep.
One woman was interviewed and she said there was a very loud boom and the house shook for almost 10 seconds.
That's scary.
My dog must have known because he carried on jumping up and down and he went in and out of the house. No injuries or damages to the
property. Seems like normal dog behaviour, doesn't it? That's an outrageous thing to claim. The dog knew.
We'll never know, though. Dogs know stuff. That we do know.
Well, this is what we move into. 4967-4105 is the number to call. And let us know where you were when that big event happened. And we're not necessarily talking about the Karua earthquake.
It could be something else.
But,
That's right.
Massive events happen in history. A lot of time it's like, where were you when this happened? What if you were there?
That's right. That's what we want to know. Now, Ari, you've got an example for us.
Definitely. So when the Pashabulka, of course, world famous in Newcastle.
Yeah.
So when that got bogged there at Nobby's Beach, it was quite a few years ago now. But I remember when we heard the news over the radio that day and we were like, oh, we've got to go see this for ourselves, of course. So we drove into Nobby's, we parked the car, hordes of hundreds of thousands or whatever it was there. Yeah. So everyone witnessed it. It was insane. And I think it was there for a couple of days. So, like, the people that came up from Sydney for it. So, yeah, we were definitely a big witness. Yeah. Me and my family to that.
You'll never forget that, will you?
No, it was monstrous. It was amazing to see.
Something about it. These events, when you're in the same place when it happens, you never forget.
Mm. Well, that's it. I remember once I was on a little, like, boat tour off the coast of Phuket. Tsunami warning came in.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Obviously, absolutely terrifying.
Yeah.
And at the time, we had to decide whether we were going to try and go further out and get up over the wave.
Oh,
or try and get,
dangerous.
Like, into shore quickly and find ourselves high ground.
What happened?
We ended up staying out in the water, and we were all safe. And you know what? After the events of the past, like, 2 decades, they've got pretty good, like, tsunami measures in place in Phuket now.
Like plans,
so no real damage. It was just a big wave. A couple of streets were flooded kind of near the beach.
Yeah.
But no injuries, nothing like that, which is obviously really, not that I heard of anyway, which is great news. But yeah, I remember, still to this day, it sticks with me. So yeah. Terrifying.
You remember these big things, and especially when you're in the same place. 4967-4105. What were you there for?
This is your chance to flex, isn't it?
Yeah.
Brag a little bit.
Maybe you're...
Massive world event.
That's it, and you're in the same place. It could be here in Australia, or maybe it was overseas. And up for grabs, just for sharing your story today, we've got a $60 voucher for Sherwood Coffee. So maybe you can meet with a friend and retell the story, yeah. That sort of thing.
I'm hoping to hear from someone who was at either of the Knights Premierships.
Oh, my God.
So that jealous. Been awesome.
Imagine the streets of Newcastle would have been unbelievable. I want to hear someone who was, you know, there for that.
Yeah, so maybe it was like a big sporting event, or maybe it was something a little more, say, you know, intense or scary.
Or global, or yeah.
Yeah, all those sorts of things.
Go over to Madawi for now. Pauline, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Fantastic, thanks.
That's good. What was an event that you were there for?
So I was living in London and had gone to Paris for the weekend and was actually had walked over the tunnel where Princess Diana passed away about an hour beforehand.
Oh, my God.
So what? Obviously, there was lots of thoroughfare there and press. Lots of, like, yeah, press and police and all that kind of presence?
No, it was about an hour before. So, yeah, I walked over about an hour beforehand and then woke up in the morning because it was the middle of the night.
Yeah, yeah.
And found out that all this had happened during the night. So I was completely oblivious.
Wow.
So surreal.
And it's such a, that little spot there, we, you know, now there's obviously like a memorial and everyone puts flowers there all the time.
Yeah.
Normally, though, just a quiet corner of Paris, really, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
So at the time, you would not have known. And then the next morning, absolute mayhem ensued.
Well, that's a perfect example of what we're looking for.
Yeah,
you can join the conversation, 4967-4105. Like we said, Sherwood Coffee vouchers up for grabs. You can also join us at @thenovos_ on Instagram.
Sure.
To Waratah next. Greg, what was the event you were there for?
Newcastle earthquake, mate. I've got a funny story and a sad story to tell about it.
Is this the original Newcastle earthquake or the one that happened a couple of days ago?
Yes, I've been in Newcastle well over 40 years.
Yeah.
That's the earthquake, the day of the earthquake. Just before the earthquake, I went out, we were looking at a two-bedroom house beside William Street at near the tube makers there. Mm-hmm. And I shared half a house with an old lady. Shower block was out the back. I've gone out to have a shower, and I'm in the shower, and all of a sudden the earthquake hit, and the building was swaying.
Oh. Well, this plumbing's a bit dodgy, isn't it?
I went down to the knees in the bathtub, quickly turned the gas heater off, And I grabbed a towel when it stopped, and I ran outside in the open air with nothing on, just a towel on my arm. The old lady poked her head out the front, and she looked down, and she said, "What was that?" I said, "I think it was an earthquake. You know, I could be putting the towel on." She got an eyeful, but yeah, that was a funny story.
An eyeful right there and then. And she always remembered that, didn't she?
I don't know. I've never seen her since because our house got condemned after the earthquake, so we were both moved out, you know. But
jeez, yeah, a lot of houses did as well. Mm. You know, a lot had to either be pulled down or rebuilt, all that sort of stuff. But the neighbours will never forget when they saw Greg in the nude out.
I'm just hoping Greg wasn't nude this time around.
On new FM. This is the Novos Three of a Kind.
Three of a Kind time. Let's do this thing is our favourite game. Quick reminder, it is three things, three themes. You got to guess, rather, the running theme between them. So if I gave you colours, it'd be like a red, blue and green.
There you go.
You
that's the same.
So simple.
Yeah, that's it.
The prize today is delightful, though. It is, of course, a double to go and see Rent the Musical at Civic Theatre in Newcastle. It's a limited run if you want to see this thing.
Yeah. One weekend only.
That's it. If you don't win Three of a Kind, buy your own tickets and buy them quick is the message. Let's meet our contestants for today. First of all, from Maitland, it's Harley. Good morning.
Morning, guys.
You ready to take on Three of a Kind? You sound enthusiastic.
I sure am. Up nice and early as always.
Yeah,
nah,
nice.
Good man, good
Very
man.
Good. Pleasure to have you with us.
Well, against you, Harley, in a battle of Maitland,
mm-hmm.
we've got Grand Keeper Pete returning from yesterday. How's things, Pete?
Oh, great. But how come Babs and Vest gets an introduction like that and we just get, oh, it's good old Grandkid Pete?
Look.
Well, yeah, we don't know, you know, the middle part of your name, so there's no middle name chat and all that.
My Lord.
Well, look, if you unfortunately don't win again today and you're back tomorrow, I'll come up with a nice intro for you.
Oh, absolutely. You've got to have your own theme music.
I can work on it.
Okay. Deal. Deal. Deal.
All right. Now, of course, your name is your buzzer, gents. First of two, best of three. Good luck.
Okay. Let's
take it away, Ari.
Let's go. The first one is Commonwealth, Westpac, and the Greater.
Peter.
Ooh, Harley was in there first.
Banking societies.
Yes, correct. That's it. First one in the bag.
Don't overcomplicate it. No, we're taking banks, I think.
Yeah. Exactly. As simple as we can.
All right.
All right, here we go, lads.
Next one.
Manchester United, Real Madrid, Tottenham Hotspur. Harley again.
A rapid there.
Soccer?
I'll take it. All right, soccer teams.
He's gone and done it, which means not only is Greenkeeper Pete back for another go tomorrow, but we'll have his own theme music. I mean, Harley's won red tickets, but Greenkeeper Pete has won himself theme music. Only local winners. Congratulations, everyone. Well done, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. See? Simple as that.
Basically, I've noticed, it's been backed up by some articles I've seen online, that Australia at the moment is going through a bit of a sliced beetroot shortage.
I know what you're going to talk about now, because this has got people over the ages of 55 quaking in their boots.
That's right. Retirement homes around Newcastle are actually trembling. Is that another earthquake? You know, is this what's happening? Is it Karua all over again? Oh, no. They're just quaking in their boots from the lack of sliced beetroot.
Well, to be fair, when I first read this article, I thought my initial gut reaction was, who cares?
Yeah.
Because I think sliced beetroot may be one of the most overrated foods of all time. How it's become, like, a staple of the Australian burger is beyond me.
You're not a fan.
It's wasted real estate in the burger. There's so many other things that you can put in there instead. Like, imagine that same space, roughly like-for-like size. Uh-huh. You just put, like, an onion ring in there or something.
Oh, yeah.
Way better than a slice of beetroot.
I would take the onion ring.
You know, like, I feel like real estate.
Or another patty.
Yeah, that's it. Real estate is so limited in a burger because, unfortunately, we're not like snakes and we can't unhinge our jaw.
Mouth. Opening width
is only so big. Yeah. So that means the burger is limited again to the size of which you can open your mouth. I think it's a waste of space.
How's this? The shortage is so bad. There is currently a tin of Edgell sliced beetroot, 425 gram on eBay at the moment.
Your
current bid, $65.
Really?
Are you serious? Yep.
So
100% true.
So the shortage can be linked to Golden Circle, of course, who are one of the major, I guess, producers of anything tinned.
Yeah. Basically.
And they've moved a lot of their operations to New Zealand's Hawke Bay last year when they had that cyclone. Mm. So a lot of the crop got, you know, like affected by that weather. Mm-hmm. And now Aussie farmers have, you know, started planting beetroot to, I guess, replace the missing stock.
Sure.
So they reckon in the next couple weeks we'll be back to, like, you know, how they were on the shelves before. They just couldn't quite catch up.
I tell you what, this is really big in my household, and I really hope that they get their stuff sorted quicker, because my dad is blown up.
He's fuming.
I can't believe there's people who care about this.
No, seriously, like I said earlier, people over the age of 55, my dad's 67, right? So he cannot live without a salad sandwich with his token beetroot, as he calls it.
You say that, my younger brother loves canned beetroot.
Really?
Yeah, he loves it.
And that's, you mentioned the Golden Circle one here. You can get one for a bargain of $20 Australian plus postage, $10 postage.
No, not worth it.
There's the Golden Circle. Other smaller tins of Edgell going for $30 plus postage. That's about the cheapest you can get at the moment.
Now, Karevo, you turn 50 this year.
Yeah.
So not quite in that age bracket that, you know, Ari's put there.
Yeah.
But are you a big beetroot consumer?
Luckily, I've got my 12 tins for the week in the cupboard. I reckon I'm sorted until the crisis is over. That's the main thing.
New FM. The Novos.
And now for New FM's Weather Whiz Kid, Penny.
Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. New FM's Weather with Kid.
Good morning. My name is Penny Threadgate. I'm 9 years old in year three at Tullara Public School, and I'm today's Weather Whiz Kid. Today's weather forecast is mostly sunny with tops of 32 degrees. Right now in Rankin Park, it's 16 degrees. Now back to the Novos on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, yes! So good. Well done, Penny. You've done a great job.
Absolutely smashed it. Now, what school do you say you go to again, Penny?
Tullara Public School.
They have maybe the coolest uniforms.
Castle of Hunter. Very impressive. We're admiring the hoodie that you've got.
Yeah, Penny's going to be sporting a hoodie. Can you believe that?
I know.
I wish we got a hoodie when I was at school. It's always just some lame blazer, you know?
Yeah, or a dorky jacket. Oh, God.
It's cool to go to school now.
Yeah, it certainly is.
Well, you've absolutely smashed it, Penny. Congratulations. You've scored yourself your very own birthday party as well at Kids World Adventure Playland, where you can jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited play times to stay all day. They are open now at Charlestown and Green Hills. So you can book kidsworldplay.com.au or just like Penny, you can get one for free by being the next New FM Weather Whiz Kid. Just, what was that, like 10 seconds of work?
Yeah.
Made the weather?
Oh,
get yourself a party.
Pretty good, like, you know, dollars per hour and all that, if you work it out that way. Remember to register, newfm.com.au. Click on the little win tab. Scroll down till you see the Weather Whiz Kid form. Couple of things there. Job done.
Simple as that. Congratulations, like we said. Well done, Penny. All the best. Thanks so much for coming in.
We've seen this kick before. It's all done.
Oh, yes. Now, of course, we're all very excited getting ready for this first fixture, if you will. And hopefully on the line now, we have the big man, Bradman Best.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, we do believe that you've had a busy morning in the gym. What was it? Core day, a bit of yoga, Pilates. What were you doing this morning?
Just getting in there, a bit of a pump. Just making sure I'm ready to go.
Yeah, nice
flexing
one.
Flexing those nice muscles.
I can hear the pump from here.
Now, of course, big season ahead. But before we get into the footy, I mean, you have just come off, you know, like a good off-season. You played some finals, feeling good. What does the off-season look like for you, though? Did you get away? Did you spend time with family? What's the time off look like for Bradman Best?
Yeah, it was good. It was good to, I guess, enjoy the off-season and get away for a bit and enjoy my time. Yeah, definitely spent some time with family and then, end up getting away. You wouldn't believe it, but I went to Bali, so.
You're joking me.
Nice.
It was good, yeah, it was good.
Down Seminyak, bit of potato head, all that sort of gear.
Yeah, all that sort of jazz. Yeah.
Did you get any ink while you were there as well?
Yeah, got some ink, yeah.
Nice. That's the reason to go there, isn't it? That pays for itself, basically.
That was a test. Now we know it's the real Bradman Best. <on the poster. laughs>
Now, I do want to ask, we've got an absolute thriller coming up on Thursday night to, I guess, launch your season. And last time you did play Canberra was, you know, went down Golden Point. There was the whole bite gate situation as well. Any extra feeling in this game, in this fixture? Is it a bit of a, I guess, modern rivalry?
Yeah, we know it's going to be a massive game, especially after, you know, last game, how it went down and the results. So, we're all excited, we're keen and, can't wait. It's going to be a real good game.
Now, I have had a look at the side, came out yesterday afternoon, obviously fielding a really strong team. Someone I had noticed on the interchange, though, I think a bit stiff, Jack Cogger. Your spine is unbelievable this year. Do you feel like he is a bit stiff to miss?
Yeah, like, we've got plenty of depth this year, which is so good for the club, and it's only going to make us better. So, he's been training real well, so has everyone. It's going to be tough each week. Whoever gets that jersey is going to put their best foot forward and do whatever they need for the team. So, I'm sure Cogs will play a massive role.
Are you looking at those guys, like, inside of you and just licking your lips thinking, I'm on for tries this year, like you wouldn't believe?
When you got some talented players in our side like that, I guess it helps. But we'll just have to see how the year pans out.
Now, another thing I wanted to mention as well is a big congratulations not only to you but to the club on a new record membership sign-up.
Yes.
Are you expecting it to build and build this year, sell-out crowds?
Yeah, for sure. It's shout-out to all of our fans. I really appreciate it. You know, they've stuck for us through the good and bad, and it's exciting times ahead. You know, record membership, it's unreal, and I guess it starts Thursday night, and if we, you know, put on a good performance, hopefully more will follow.
Yeah, and with record membership and brand new screens, it's going to be so much thrill and so much to see.
Yeah, especially can't with all the new ink that Bradman's got, we'll be able to see it on the big screen.
Racing strops.
High definition. We look forward to it. Good luck with it, and thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Money can get you a lot of things in life, right?
You can buy happiness.
Yeah,
I agree.
Exactly.
Okay, well, I think everyone agrees with that, isn't it?
It does.
It's a general sentiment.
Exactly. And it also includes throwing yourself a killer celebration. So I want to put the question to you. What do we think about birthday parties? What do you think of when you think of a party?
Obviously, like an ideal party for me is like a dance floor somewhere.
Yeah, okay.
Obviously, some great music.
Yeah.
A few lemonades flowing.
Okay. Some good food, maybe
some
a barbecue.
Good finger food, is what I see when I think of like the ideal party.
Right, okay. Well, you're not going to like this story then. So what? Australia's richest woman, okay? Her name's Gina Rinehart.
I've heard of her.
Yeah. She's very, very famous
in Newcastle.
She does some mining and stuff, doesn't she, I think? Maybe do some holes.
Yeah, anyway, so she's just had her 70th birthday. Happy birthday, Gina. But she's done a bit of a splurge for a big party and stuff like that. Invited some politicians, you know, had a couple of nice guests, all that jazz, whatever.
Sure.
The thing about this story that I was reading, though, that really piqued my interest was who she invited as A, the entertainment, and B, the host slash MC.
Well, we've seen, I think there's this story circulating at the moment of a similar, not a birthday party, but there was that guy in India who's had that pre-wedding celebration and
brought Rihanna.
So, when you're rich, you can basically have essentially whoever you want perform.
Absolutely. Yeah. And she's worth billions.
She
I'm
is.
Sure.
Gina is rich. Mm. Very, very rich. So, yeah, world's your oyster, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, she invited, I don't know if she paid for him, but she invited Guy Sebastian. He is a great singer. He's one of my favourite Australian singers of all time, Guy Sebastian. But instead of getting him to sing, you know, one of his hits, so, you know, like Battle Scars or
like that.
That's it. Yeah. Things like that.
That sort of thing.
Her entertainment for the evening, she wanted him to sing the national anthem and that's it.
That's really weird, isn't it?
Why would you have the national anthem at your birthday party, especially like a milestone like 70?
It's a bit odd. And not like, while I do adore our national anthem, it's a national song.
But not at a birthday.
It's not entertaining, is it?
No.
It's at best a respectful thing.
Well, you'd think if you're not going to get Guy Sebastian in to play one of his hits, like we said before, the next thing you'd guess is that he's performing the happy birthday song.
That'll be a bit of fun,
I guess someone's got to lead that, don't they? You know, is Guy Sebastian doing the hip hips or is he a horeo? You know, we get to find out, all that kind of stuff.
That'd be nice if he stuck around for the cake.
Here's the question.
Yeah.
Do you think she's a big fan of Guy Sebastian and that's all he would do? Or do you think that maybe she wanted happy birthday and then they went through a list of celebrities and she went, oh, I've Guy Sebastian. Thoughts around the team? Theories?
Look, I don't know.
Does she strike you as a Guy Sebastian fan?
No, but I don't believe she knows how to have real fun because otherwise you wouldn't be having the Australian anthem. You can't boogie to that.
That's true, isn't it? There's no dancing happening while the anthem. In fact, that's disrespectful. So you can't dance.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But one other thing that I did find in this birthday party of hers was someone from your neck of the woods, Stephen, someone that I'm sure you're a big fan of, to MC for the birthday night, she invited Perth Lord Mayor Basil Zemplis to do it.
They would be thick as thieves, those two.
Wouldn't you get like an Aussie comedian or something like that? Get like Hamish and Andy to do it.
Why is it so full of politicians? It sounds like more of, you know, she's trying to squeak up the wheels rather than
it feels
have
like
fun.
I mean, with with Baz hosting it, and of course it being for Gina Rinehart, the national anthem being played, it feels like there'd be a big banner somewhere, you know, at, I don't know, I assume she had an entertainment centre or something like that. Happy birthday, Gina. Go woke, go broke. Feels like that kind of crowd, doesn't it?
That crowd.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So yesterday, Arvo, I was on my way from the Hamilton Chateau to Revo in Charlestown, the gym I usually go to.
Oh, getting buff.
Oh, no, I was having a bit of a pump. Me and Bradman Best, you know, just doing a bit of a pump ahead of the season.
Sure.
Anyway, so I was at the corner of Brunker Road and Glebe Road there. I was sitting at the lights, and off in the distance, I can see past Henny Penny, past the Nag's Head coming towards me, you know, past Harry's Gourmet Pizza, all that, is this car, this red P-plater, just driving on the wrong side of the road.
What?
Been driving for like, must have done a good maybe 200, 250 metres before realising they were in the wrong lane. And eventually, basically when they got up to the lights, I'm like, hold on, there's not a light in front of me. Oh, I'm in the wrong lane.
Oh my God. Moved across. Oh my God. Is there like people beeping and stuff?
Unbelievably, not a single car came the other way during this, like, little journey, a little trip. So I don't know how, you know, obviously quite, Brunker Road there is quite hilly.
Yes.
So I saw him come out over the hill on the other side of the road.
Oh, dude.
So I'm not sure how long he was driving on the wrong side of the road for.
Normally that sort of behaviour is held for, you know, pensioners over 90 who sub. You know, there's always those news stories.
Yeah.
They're on the
aisle. I didn't know the line was.
What's a P-plater doing with this?
I don't know. You've just learnt the road rules, haven't you? Like, there's actually no excuse. I don't know. And I'm not, I don't think at all it was malicious or like deliberate. I think someone just kind of, I don't know, going through the motion. Sometimes when you drive a route, you've done a lot. You do tend to, I don't know, sometimes zone out a little bit.
Sure.
Well, maybe they're like brand spanking new, as in like they got their peas just the other day.
Or just 10 minutes before.
Yeah, that's it. You don't know what all roads look like.
I hope they didn't do their tests like that, though. Unbelievable.
They shouldn't have got their peas if that was the case.
New FM. The Novos.
The
Novos. Oh,
okay. The prawn cocktail. I am, of course, talking about the old school dish, which is like a glass, as in something you drink out
of. Like a martini glass.
Yeah, and then they put all this soggy old iceberg lettuce in there, the oldest type of lettuce, most boring type of lettuce there is, and put the prawns in with all this sauce on them.
Cocktail sauce.
Too much sauce.
That orange sauce.
Yeah, why is it so orange?
It's the flavour.
Anyway.
It's like a savoury custard, isn't it?
Yeah, it goes well with seafood.
Ugh. Awful. This is the reason I want to bring this up. I do like prawns, but I have this friend who's visiting from England at the moment, said, why don't we have prawn cocktails?
Great. Well, I guess, like, wants to take advantage of Australia's beautiful seafood.
That's the thing.
We've got in our region here.
Exactly. He does love the seafood here. And he said, let's have prawn cocktails. I said, why would you ruin our amazing tiger prawns with that? All that old, boring old iceberg lettuce and gloopy and outdated seafood sauce. I said, absolutely not. It is the worst food and should be banned. It's too old.
We have that exact dish every single Christmas. Like, that is our opener to our roast dinner. Because it's just a great idea. Like, but the thing is, you can adjust the ratios. You don't have to have a ton of sauce on your prawn. You just dip it tiny bit.
It's still a terrible sauce.
It adds a spark of flavour.
Oh, it does not. It's one of the worst dishes. It belongs in the 70s where it was invented.
And have a spell.
No, now there's so many better sauces out there.
What would you have with your prawns, Ancrevo?
Well, just about anything else. Anything else would be better than cocktail sauce. Right. Ugh.
4967-4105 is the number to get involved in the show. I guess we're asking, what are your thoughts? Is this what you want to do on the show?
I want to do, is the prawn cocktail outdated? Or is there anyone left in Newcastle that still likes it? Because I can't believe it's only me that thinks this thing's awful.
Now, if you get involved in the show, we can cure your midweek blues with $60 vouchers to spend at Sherwood Coffee.
Yes. Oh, I'm looking at the Sherwood Coffee menu. There's heaps of delicious toasties, not a single prawn cocktail in sight.
I actually have to disagree with you, Crevo. I think there might be admittedly better ways to have prawns, but I think there's still room for a prawn cocktail.
There is no room.
It's like carbonara is not the best way to have bacon. but you still would enjoy it in that form.
Absolutely. That is a great analogy.
Comparing a prawn cocktail to carbonara is an insult to all things pasta and bacon. Outrageous. They're not comparable. Anyway, let's do it. 4967 4105. Is the prawn cocktail old and outdated? Or, like Stephen says, it's a great way to have prawns.
Well, Ari enjoys it as well. Don't throw me by myself here. You're the one on the island.
Well, I'm trying to pitch it that way, aren't I? First of all, to Fennel Bay, Steve, what do you think?
Mate, I think a prawn cocktail is great. I don't go a lot on the sauce, the seafood sauce, never have, but same thing I had when I was little, but I still make it for my son now, but he sort of does like a San Chow Bao thing and just puts all the prawns inside the lettuce leaf and rolls it up and eats it. Like a taco sort of thing.
Fantastic and healthy.
Modernising it a bit, which
bit of a fusion.
Well, I'm generally against it. I still think there's any improvement is going to make it better. Basically,
oh, I don't know. I think that is a vote for Ari and I.
Yeah,
unfortunately for you. We'll head to Rutherford next. Trish, what are your thoughts on the old prawn cocktail?
Yeah, don't get rid of it. I was 58 last month, and I grew up on them. Yum.
Yeah, fair enough.
All right.
You can't get rid of it.
Everyone's on our side.
People are attached to it, Crevo. You'd be ripping, you know, the comfort food of so many Novocastrians away from them.
A summer delight,
if you will. Comfort blanket, gone.
Trish did say yum, so there's that. To Mayfield West next. Nicole, what are your thoughts?
Definitely keep it. Every Easter cocktail, prawn cocktail, and Hex and Bowling Club every time for dinner.
Yeah, swing by Aussie the Mozzie, all that sort of thing.
Now, Nicole, do you also eat them out of like one of those martini glasses, or are you just like a simple bowl type of gal?
No, one of the martini glasses. Got to have it in there with shredded lettuce first, then the prawns, and then the Thousand Island dressing.
Absolutely. See, it brings a bit of culture and fanciness to the food.
You bring out your best china, don't you?
You've got to come Easter. Let's not muck around,
all right,
I guess.
Let's head over now to Thornton. Good morning, Simon. What are your thoughts? What team are you on?
Good morning. I'm on the team to keep the prawn cocktail.
Good man. Why do you think? Do you often, you know, are you partial to a prawn cocktail?
Well, I'm not, but as your previous caller, my mum and my nan, they're always eating the prawn cocktails of an Easter and Christmas. But we always joke around that my nan needs to have shares in the Thousand Island dressing.
She absolutely smashes it on there.
But then the other thing is, they have run out occasionally, you know, on the odd event, and they just mix mayonnaise with tomato sauce.
Make their own.
It's just
as
good.
Now, I've got to give you this. It kills me to say this, but it seems like we're not going to get rid of this in Newcastle, are we?
No, we are going to keep it. You know what? In case you ever run out of, I guess, dressing in the future, Simon, you can go eat at Sherwood Coffee. Hey, we'll give you a $60 voucher.
Oh, sweet. Thanks, guys.
You're very welcome.
No worries at all. That's just for helping me and Ari out. We didn't discuss with Kriva. I just decided to designate that prize.
Yeah, you've had to resort to bribery to get your way. Unfair.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
So I went for a little quick grocery shop at my local Cameron Park Woolies there, up at the plaza, fancy plaza. And I tried to face my fears yesterday afternoon. I'm just like, you know what, it's Tuesday, I'm going to try it for like the first time since I was probably 12. I went to go and line up at one of the checkouts that's actually manned by one of the staffers, not the self-serve.
Here we go.
I have not been to one on my own before. So I was like, I don't know what to do. Like, because it's my biggest fear of people judging what I buy. So, like, I don't want them to look at me and go, are you really going to eat all that?
Well, to be fair, even today, he's talking about, how you, in one sitting of cup of soup, you have four packets. And you are quite a snacker, I'd say.
Yeah, I am a snacker.
So I feel like there would be quite a few snacks in your trolley.
You have no idea. It's embarrassing. But that's the thing. Like, I went to go and do it. I lined up. I got my basket ready. I started to put things on. And then I just carked it and just went to the self-serve.
You couldn't even do it.
I can't do it. But I've noticed that nobody, like, even in, like, the, like, I don't know, mid-20s or younger, go to the man's checkouts because I
That's
don't know
why I like the man checkouts so much because right. I'm old.
I'm okay. a man checkout user.
Really?
Yeah.
Almost you, always. What do you love the chat, don't you?
Yeah, I love small talk.
Okay.
And the other thing as well is the only time I'll do self-serve is when the lines are massive at the man checkout.
No,
if there's only like one person in front of me, I'll just wait.
No, I prefer no judgment zones.
Here's a fun trip, like a tip for you as well, Stephen. You can small talk the person in front of you. In the
lot. Yeah.
Two birds with one stone.
They're not paid to be there, though, and hear my small talk, so I feel a bit bad.
There you go. There's a little treat for you. If you see Stephen in and about, he loves the small talk. Now, Lil Jon, he was really a fixture of the 2010s sort of hip-hop crunk scene, wasn't he? He had the obligatory gold chains in the thickness of your thumb.
Yep.
He wore grills a lot, sunnies, the dreadlocks with like a beanie over it.
Just a cool dude.
He was very cool and big songs as well. He was a big part of the scene. Songs like Turn Down for What was massive.
And it sounds like that.
I was going to play it, but then I knew Ari would sing it, and I thought that's a better version. And then, of course, probably his biggest was with Usher. We're, of course, talking about Yeah. Yeah, yeah. He's doing the Yeah, Yeah bit there.
Yeah, yeah. Your mind goes straight to Hitch, doesn't it?
Yeah. They don't need no pizza. They got food there. This is where you live, right in the two-step area. Yep.
What an iconic movie.
Yeah.
It certainly was.
Kevin James.
And an iconic song as well. Obviously, through that era, it was massive. When you think about music like that, the furthest thing from your mind is a guided meditation.
Well, in fact, music like that is meant to amp you up, hype you up, rather than relax you.
Well, Lil Jon is like the resident hype man.
That's it. He's exactly right.
Yeah.
He switched gears, though, this year
just
because
baby.
He's turned 50 this year.
Same as you.
That's right, turned 50, and he said that he's now moving into the area of meditation. In fact, his latest album is a guided meditation. So think about, first of all, this is what he was doing, right?
Yeah, I'm up and about. I'm feeling it. Yeah. Hit the dance floor.
He's now doing this.
And now to smell.
Oh. Very calm, very relaxed.
What do you smell around you?
Crevo.
Oh, it's breathe in, breathe out stuff.
Is it working for you, Stephen?
Do you feel relaxed this morning?
I do feel quite relaxed, yeah.
Now, obviously, it's the way that sounds very serious. Mm. There is a little tiny bit of tongue-in-cheek. In fact, he does make a little nod to his yeah past. Have a listen to this.
So that you can experience the moment. So that you can enjoy the moment and say yeah to the moment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, you know what? He is turning down for what? He's turning down for the meditation. That's what he's doing.
You know what's weird, though? I listen to that, right? I feel very relaxed.
So that you can experience the moment.
In fact,
so that you can enjoy the moment.
If I close my eyes
and say yeah to the moment.
And say yeah to the moment. If we all do that at the same time on the count of three, I reckon we'll all feel relaxed. Are you get ready?
All right, I'm ready.
One, two, three. Yeah.
That's weird. Sounds like a cult. Yeah. Oh, God. That's uncomfortable. I don't like it.
Ari prefers this, I think.
As if you're his mate. You hear that for the first time, the meditation album. You'd be laughing, wouldn't you? You'd be like, this is a joke, isn't it?
You take the mickey out of him. But you know what he does remind me of in those meditation points there? He reminds me of, like, some preacher in, like, a church that's really getting you to, like, give your heart to God. Like, he actually sounds like he's a preacher.
It's all about mindfulness, though, guys.
Yeah.
For some reason, I feel a lot calmer this morning.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
I was pretty much done for the day, guys.
Heck,
I mean,
it's
gone so quickly. Because it's such a fun show.
Yeah, it is. As we do a lot of laughing as well off air. So.
As it does every day. What are you guys up to for the afternoon? Stephen, you first.
What am I up to this afternoon?
I don't know, not you.
No, well, I got to go to the gym.
Yeah.
And then,
again?
Yeah. I got to go to the gym.
Are you meeting Bradman Besser again?
No, not this time.
Right, that was only earlier.
He can't keep up with my workout.
Fair enough.
I only lower myself to work out with him once a week.
Fair enough.
Yeah. other than that, going on the park to kick a footy.
Oh, nice one.
I think.
That's nice.
Thai green curry on the menu for tonight.
Oh my God, exotic.
Just bits and bobs, regular life stuff, you know, fantastic. Life admin.
Yeah, that's it. What about you, Ari? Just a bit of relaxation for today?
Oh, we're doing a fancy meal for dinner tonight. We're having a big roast pork with all the crackling and then yes, please. So we're doing that. So it's going to take a while to prep. But other than that, just getting ready for the weekend, big birthday weekend.
Oh, that's right. What's your crackling technique? Do you put like all the little holes in it first overnight?
You got to score it.
You score it.
Yeah. And then you just rub it in, massage it with some oil, lots of salt.
That's my trick.
Lots of salt.
You've heard it here first. We have the groundbreaking stuff like that on the show. Have a great day, everyone. Happy Wednesday, and we'll see you tomorrow.
See ya.
Bye.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.